Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Center. Today, we got something very special. We're talking about being intentional in your business. If you're a family that works together, we've got some family business owners sharing with us today. This is a cool program. Even if you're not in a family business, you know someone who is, you're going to find this to be a very interesting half hour. Stay tuned.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the president of Family Life Communications and your advocate for the family. If you're in a family business, tell us your story. Call 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And I do welcome you to the Intentional Living Center. We've got some guests joining us here today, some pre-recorded. In fact, I was in the actual businesses with our recording equipment and talked to these folks. And by the way, both of the interviews you're going to hear, these folks are going to be a part of our upcoming Family Business Conference. We had such a successful sold-out event in Scottsdale a few months ago that we are taking it to the heart of Michigan for people on the East Coast, and that's going to be on October the 13th, and it's going to be held right in the offices and the conference center of a family business, a international, fast-growing family business, AgriLiquid. In fact, you're going to be hearing from Jill and Troy Bancroft a little bit later in the program, who have built this business into just a powerhouse business, but also a place of they care about people and they have a heart for God. And also John Kogel, you're going to be hearing from him in a moment. Michigan listeners probably know Kogel Meats, a 100-year-old meat business, hot dogs and chicken and different kinds of meat, and they're well known across the state of Michigan, and a 100-year business. And John is going to be joining at the conference as well, sharing his story. But I talked to him at his office just a little bit ago, and I want to share that with you. We'll get to all this today. You're welcome to come and join with your story, 888-888-1717.
Randy, regarding family businesses, one of the biggest questions family business owners must answer is, does the business exist to employ the family members or to benefit the family members? And if they can answer that question, they'll solve a whole lot of problems.
Boy, that's true. That's one of many kinds of questions that you need to ask. You know, when you think about it, intentional living focuses on five essential areas. And a family that works together in business touches all five of those. It touches the family. It touches the finances. It touches your faith. You know, where does your faith fit into your business? Are you on the same page spiritually? It certainly can impact your health. I mean, the stress of business and so on. And then, of course, your work. Those five essentials. One of the reasons we are passionate about this ministry of intentional family business is because we know that when families can work together and be successful in the process, it's life transformational. And it multiplies into the employees and into the community. So at this conference coming up again in the heart of Michigan, it's for people all over the country to come, but it's going to be held in the heart of Michigan in St. John's, just outside of Lansing. We're going to talk about communicating effectively to get the most from your employees, avoiding common mistakes most families make in business, resolving family challenges, balancing your faith, your home, and your work, how to pass your business on to the next generation, stewarding resources. And we have a couple coming from West Texas, the Beatenbows. From Beatenbow Homes, many people in Texas know their names, and they've got just an unbelievable story of what God has done in their business and their family, from tragedy to success and a vision for mission, and they're going to share their story. I get to speak. I have my friend Dr. Todd Linneman talking about communication and relationships. We have an attorney coming talking about succession planning. Just going to be a full day, one day, October 13th. Limited seating, limited space, so get registered if you've been waiting. I encourage you to do it now because it's coming on pretty soon now. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and you can click on the events there and get registered. I had a discussion with John Kogel in his office, and we talked about succession planning. Take a listen.
Well, you know, succession is always a big issue in family business. How did that go for you in terms of your dad's now? You said he's 88, he comes to work
every day.
Every day. He even had an injury, and as soon as he gets out of the hospital, he's back here within a, you know, several hours because he has meaning and purpose. How has it gone for you as far as that transition from the second generation to the third generation in the relationship with your dad?
I think it's gone well. It took a little time. It took a little time coming into the business to understand each other. The thing about a fan business for me, I guess, was the emotions. I've been yelled at. I have yelled. I have cried. I have seen people cry. And in a typical business setting, you might not get that, because then you're going to go home or see that family member, you know, at some function, and you've got to disassociate. So our family has been very good at separating the business from the family, just in family. And I think my father has been very good as far as succession when he decided to turn the reins over to backing out, to saying, no, that's not my decision, that is John's decision, and letting everyone know that I was the person to speak to. That didn't mean I didn't go to my dad and say, hey, this is what just happened, what do you think? And I think that's how it's really worked well for us, is the knowledge base.
Yeah.
It is the experience, and you know, this too shall pass. Don't let this get you worked up. It's not gonna matter. And so encouragement like that is huge. Mm. And probably one of the biggest stories along the way is us having problems with our loading crew one night. And so I'm in work in, and, you know, married, and you worried about all the things that you're supposed to be doing outside of here. And I just came in. I had it. And he just gave me a big hug.
Huh.
And even to this day, I remember that.
What do you feel that, when you're sharing that, John? You're tearing up.
The love that he's here for me. It's going to be okay. And so to me, that was just a breakthrough that we're all in this together.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing about a family business, is that I trust them. I walk out the door at night, I still know that people are here. You know, my family's going to be here to make sure that it is going okay.
Mm. Well, as you probably know, John, when you look at family businesses, only about a third of them will make it to the second generation. And then of that, maybe a third will make it to the third generation. And so a very small percentage will even be where you guys are. You're going to be coming up on 100 years. Next year will be your 100th anniversary. What's been the core? What's been the secret, do you think, of the longevity of Kogel Meats, of your family business?
I mean, I think a lot of it is a product. We have a good product. We have good name recognition in the area. There is a lot of pride. You know, when I say I'm John Kogel in a room, people recognize that. And that can now happen, you know, across the state in a lot of instances. And I think the other thing that's held us is fiscal responsibility. My dad has always said, yeah, you know, you might have a lot in that bank account, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to need to do something, put a new boiler in, put a roof on the place. It's not your money. And so that has really just, you know, kept us going. I think the other big thing that he had an understanding for, I think a lot of family businesses fail because the dilution of stock. Mm. The stock gets passed out, things are good, everyone's happy, but pretty soon you are answering to people that have no idea about the business. They want the monthly check. And we had that same issue in our family. I mean, I my father was gifting stock to get rid of it, to make the transition. And I said, look, if you keep doing that, no one of us is going to end up with enough stock to have a majority ownership. And that's something that our family, and it's taken time and it's taken tears and it's taken years, but to have that in place is huge.
So planning ahead, looking to the future, making sure the structure's in place and you got the right kind of legal structure to keep control and be able to grow into the future. You know, John, from the standpoint of your faith, and I know that your family have a strong faith, and we were talking before we came on the air about you know, even your daughters and their passion. Your one daughter in particular, seems like both of them have a passion to do nonprofit work, to make a difference in the world. So you guys, I know, have a passion to make a difference in Michigan, to make a difference in reaching people. How does your faith, your personal faith, John, make a difference in what kind of decisions you make and how you run your business?
From the standpoint of I want to treat everyone fairly, treat others how you want to be treated, employees. So I would never try to raise my voice at an employee, say. That wouldn't create a goodwill between you and myself. I think the other thing is to take a step back. You need to make a decision. It's the decision. Most decisions, you know, unless it's imminent danger, don't need to be made right now. And so to take a step back and say, okay, this is a big decision. You know, Lord, what would you have us do? Not only now, then, but for the future. Because sometimes a decision that you make now, yeah, today it looks good, but in 5 years from now, it may not be the best decision. And so maybe it's better to say no now and then to have something play out in 5 years. So that is how I would view the faith, is to just say that this is the Lord's business. We've been blessed by it. I'm a steward. Mm-hmm. And that guides the long haul.
Wow, we're back in our studio live. That's John Kogel of Kogel Meats and from Michigan. And he's going to be participating in our upcoming Thrive Conference for families and business in St. John's coming up on October the 13th. It's going to be a powerhouse day. I'm going to be back with John, talk a little bit more. We have the Bancrofts coming up and more about the families and business. And I hope you're enjoying it today.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Dr. Randy's got more on family business. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
As a family business owner, your name is on the sign and on all you do. Learn to leverage family, employees, and the good name of your family business for success. At Intentional Living's Thrive Conference, learn the secrets to a successful family business from experts in multi-million dollar businesses. Build, manage, and sustain your family business at the Thrive Conference coming to Michigan October 13th. Early bird discount ends September 30th. Register at theintentionallife.com.
Yeah, thanks for that reminder. I know we're talking Michigan, and we got a huge audience in Michigan, but we've done these conferences, people come in from all over the country, fly in because it's such a value add. It's a day we're going to get a real Christian focus from some people who know what they're doing, what they've learned, and it's going to be a day that I think it could be transformational. That's the stories we're hearing. So I would encourage you to check it out at least. All the information is at the website. When you go to theintentionallife.com, you'll see the rotating tile, or click on events in the Thrive Conference. You'll have it listed there for you. I've been talking to John Kogel. I was at his office in Flint, Michigan, from Kogel Meats, and it's a 100-year-old family business. And I asked him the question, what's your best advice? Take a listen. What's the best advice you would give to a family that's in business today? What's one thing you think you've learned over these years of watching your grandfather and your father and yourself and all these years? What kind of advice would you give to families in business?
I think some of it, and I mentioned it earlier, and that is to be able to separate the business from personal life. Not only for me when I leave here at night, I don't want to take my troubles home to my family. I'm not saying I won't ask for input, but also if you're having a family reunion or something like that, you've got to be able to separate that. You've got to be able to come together and work as professionals, looking for common goals, looking for the common good, what's going to move the business forward. I'm not saying that's always easy, but then when you do leave, that he is still my father, he still reserves all my respect. You know, like when he heard himself here, you know, Dad, if you need a place to stay, you move in with me. I'll take care of you. That I would never let anything involved in the business come between that relationship. And sometimes that can happen in a family business, because especially if you have other siblings involved, because somebody feels slighted. So I think, and that's played out in our family. When I got the stock, my sister was very upset. When I was named president, my sister was upset. She will now tell you, that was the best decision that was made.
What have you learned about yourself being in a family business?
I think that some of the things that I've learned in a family business is you have to be willing to do every job, and that no job should be beneath me. And if somebody doesn't want to sweep the floors, well, guess what? I'm going to pick up that broom and say, you know what? Here's how you sweep a floor.
Now, you've talked about the need to keep the business separate from the family. It's hard to do.
It is.
How about in your own marriage? How does that work when you, in terms of your marriage relationship, your wife's not involved on the staff, is she?
No, she's not.
Was that intentional, that she not be involved?
Yes. You know, I'm not saying that if she came in, maybe a part-time role here or there, might have worked. But yeah, so I try to separate that. However, I view my wife has a lot of good intuition, and so I can talk to her about, and it's kind of crazy because you talk about like a relationship at work. She doesn't necessarily know the other party that I'm talking about formally, or you know, might know them by name, but to give me insight maybe into them, why are they thinking this? Why are they doing that? And how to handle it. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we don't talk about the business much. She understands it has been my passion. It was my passion before I met her. She's seen the transitions from me, sales and the presidency and the struggles I had into there. You know, we had a family vacation, and I said, I can't make the vacation. Do what you got to do. So she's very understanding, and that is huge.
Well, my husband and I run the business, and my brother does most of the work. He has the knowledge. He's a construction worker, and I guess because he is my brother, my husband tends to leave everything for me to communicate to my brother, you know, tell him to do this, tell him this, tell him this, but, you know, and then when I say, well, why don't you just tell him, you know, he said, well, he's your brother. You deal with him.
Family business sounds familiar, huh? Hey, listen, today we have a program, Intentional Family Business. What's God's intention for those who work together in a family business? When you think 80% of businesses are family-run or owned, over 5.5 million in the United States alone, not to mention around the world. It's a powerful message. And I had a chance to talk to John Kogel from Kogel Meats in Michigan. He's participating in our conference. And also I talked to Jill and Troy Bancroft, and they are the owners of, it's a family business, a large, fast-growing family business called AgroLiquid Fertilizer, and it's all over the country and around the world, and it's right in St. John's, Michigan. And I talked to them about the power of one thing. I talked about their family business right there in their business, and here's how it went. Take a listen. How would you guys define intentional? And what is it about that that's drawn you in to be so supportive and being so intentional in your own lives?
I think every time you pick one thing to work on to improve yourself, you know, I used to say to the kids, just step back from yourself and observe and think about who you are, and would people like what they're seeing? Would they like what they're hearing you talk, you know, your conversations and stuff? And if you don't assess it for yourself, you don't make those changes. And that's what intentionality is all about, is being willing to personally assess yourselves and improve things. And that is like an ongoing process through your whole lifetime as you take one thing on and get to where you want to be in it, take that next thing. And if you're always looking for making yourself and desiring to be better than what you were, and I think we often don't, until we get into our 40s or our 50s, really realize how much life we've lived without really thinking about what we were doing in that life. And then all of a sudden you hit this mark, and then you're like, wow, I've lived my half of my life, and it's gone just like in a blink. It's made me more aware of, am I going to leave this world with good things? It's not about, you know, somebody saying, oh, she was a wonderful person. It's, do they see my walk with Jesus? Do they desire that life? Mm. And can they always work to make themselves better and improve?
Troy, as a leader of a family business, and you have employees, obviously, that are part of this, what are some leadership principles that you have applied in a family business here that you look back and say, hey, these are good things for other family businesses to learn from, and perhaps one or two that you had to relearn yourself as a process of being a leader in a family business?
Well, I think one of the things that we try to always do is tell the why. And the why is, why are we in business? Why are we here? Why are we serving our customers? I think once you answer those questions of the whys, and that you can then develop visions, strategies, and goals out of that. But you have to answer those core questions of why are we doing this? Why are we trying to make a difference in farmers' lives? What do we want to do outside of our business? What do we want to do with the proceeds of our business? How do we want to serve others in different ways? And how can we integrate our values of our family and our Christianity inside of our business.
You've been at this for what, 30? How many years you've been involved in this business?
Longer than I like to admit at times,
okay.
but over 30 years, over 30 years.
All right, over 30 years. We got some young folks listening. They're maybe just starting a business. They're working together as a family. They're back where you all were 20 years ago. What's one lesson you've learned?
One of the things that I do very intentionally, and that is mentor people. As a person of gray hair and have seen a few things happen in my life, that I like to mentor young people, and that is taking the time to visit with them about their core values, challenge them to do things that they would not see in themselves that they could do, but I see things that they could accomplish. And that's one of the things that I have done or strive to do, and that is taking the time to mentor, because I had mentors, and all these folks took time with me. I believe one of the things I learned from Jill's father was he was always in a teachable moment. He was always thinking how he's going to teach somebody, and that is one of the key things I think you can do as the elder looking back. But as the young people looking forward, I think you have to develop a plan, define what your goals are, define what your values are, and live by them, because so often people do not define values, and they live in a way that is undefined, such that they really can't go back to their roots. I remember as a young man of about 30 to 40 years old, going and asking older people really what would they do different in their lives that they would change about their lives. And typically I got two answers. One is they'd take more risks, whether that be in business. And number two, which is probably number one, they'd spend more time with their kids.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Successfully managing a family business requires sacrifice, risk, and pulling your family together. Learn how at the Intentional Living Center's Thrive Conference for Families and Business, October 13th in Michigan. Experts from successful multi-million-dollar family businesses will teach you how to build a vibrant business with your family and employees. The one-day Thrive Conference comes to Michigan October 13th. Early bird discount ends September 30th. Register at theintentionallife.com.
Indeed. And you know what's cool is all of us participating are believers. We love the Lord. And I get a chance to speak, and we have some great teachers and people from families and business sharing. It's going to be a great day in St. John's, Michigan. In fact, right at AgroLiquid headquarters, they've got a beautiful brand new facility, including a conference center that they've made available to us. And that's coming up October 13th, the conference, one day, limited seating. We're filling up fast. I hope you'll register. I continued to talk with Jill and Troy, and I talked to Jill while we were there, Jill Brancroft, about some of the positives and some of the challenges of being in a family business. And I thought I'd just share a little bit of our discussion together. Take a listen. Well, Jill, this is a family business. That means you guys all work together. You come to work, you go home, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and you have your sons involved. From the perspective of the family, how has that been a positive thing for you guys working together? And maybe what have been some of the unique stresses of being in a family business?
Well, it definitely has both its challenges and its very positive things. For me as a mom, the enjoyment of seeing my sons grow up and watch them in the workforce and do things that normally parents would not watch, and just observing them running a company with their father. With it starting with my parents and Troy and I together, that's been, you know, we're now third generation, so that's been a unique experience to go from my parents being the older generation to now my sons are coming in, and how do we as parents let go to let them make choices, make mistakes, make, you know, all the things they need to do to learn and be able to take this over someday. It also is quite a balance on the personal side of life, as far as, especially for their father, you know, he is with them every day, all day, and you really have to try to find that special time to have your family times be outside of business. However, at the same time, the slightest comment takes you right back down that road of what's going on in the day-to-day. And for the daughters that are married in, you know, they didn't come from this family background. They have to kind of watch and observe and learn. So I try to be the best example I can as a mother, as a grandmother, as a mother-in-law, just loving them and encouraging them and helping them to find their ways to always interact positively with each other, to make each one of their lives important to each other, and just to keep their relationship strong beyond what the business takes out of that.
Well, we have a small business. We have a detail shop. We do automotive detailing and window tinting. My husband and I that run it. Some of the things that we do that are intentional that are making a huge difference is we make sure that we're both on the same page with each other, that we're both up to date with what's going on. He does the work in the back and I run the office. And every day before we leave, we sit down and have a little meeting and talk about, you know, things that we could do better, things that we could improve.
Yeah, that's good. You know, those communication, these things make a difference. When you spend time, you're on the same page, you got the same values. The things that work in a marriage and a family work in a family business. The principles are pretty well interchangeable with some added dynamics, of course. And at the Thrive Conference, by the way, October 13th, I want you to know that all the information and registration is available online where you can check it out. Go to theintentionallife.com. Come to our website. You'll see it on the rotating tile, or you can click on the events and it'll be there for you. Some of the sessions that we're going to be focusing on will include secrets to a successful family business. We're going to have a breakout session where one session will be focusing on relationships, the other on succession planning, doing business God's way, family business panel, where we have a panel discussion, avoiding mistakes most families make in business, how to thrive when your family business may be struggling, and an optional tour at the end of the day. If we can work it out, we'll have you get a chance to tour the family business at Agro Liquid. It's going to be a great day. I encourage you to get registered. We want to meet you. We want to help you be successful at what God is intending for you to do. I think it'll be a life transformational day for many people. Just go to theintentionallife.com to register today for the October 13th Thrive Conference, okay? Here's some upcoming programs. We're going to talk about hiding money in marriage. Do you have separate checkbooks, secret lives financially? And also about being intentional as a grandparent. I want to hear that program. I want to hear your stories. A couple topics coming up here from the Intentional Living Center that's on the air because we love you guys.